the midway point of the Donegal International Rally, just not the midway point on day two. It's the midway point of the entire event, the dual Donegal International Rally. And we're here just outside Letterkenny at Gorton of Erin, just the other side of the mountaintop from you, Kenny, as we await the cars to come off special stage 11. They were due to start at 10 minutes to 3, so there might be a slight hold-up of them getting under the start of the stage because we're still waiting on some of the course cars to come out. But we had a wee skitter in, as we told you earlier. That seems to have passed, and the sun is shining once again in Donegal. There's some parts of it that's overcast, but it looks as if there's no threatening rain in the distance, so we could have the sun and the hills for the rest of day two of this event. We'll just do a brief recap of what has happened to date so far after 10 stages. The cars, of course, coming off Knockalla, and a real battle and high drama involving the top cars through the course of the opening four stages on day two. Gary Jennings from Fermanagh, Letterkenny's Rory Kennedy, they set the marker down on stage one today, and they've been very impressive since, and they have an advantage of 49.8 seconds over Declan Boyd and Brian Boyd in the Ford Fiesta. Donna Kelly, well, he's had a difficult day. He had a problem with the back rear of the car, a brake problem earlier, and then, of course, he clipped a stone which punctured the front right side of the car, which was the navigator's side, and they lost around a minute, and they sit at the moment 30.3 seconds adrift off Boyle, and that would be around 1 minute and 19 seconds off the pace of Jennings. The top four sees Derek McGarty in there in his Subaru, 55.2. Dara O'Riordan is another 13.2 down in fifth place. Seamus Leonard's just 15.6 seconds off the pace of O'Riordan. The Oma man on the Subaru will be looking to close that gap over the next few stages. And the top seven is wrapped up by Stephen Wright in the R5 Fiesta, and he's over a minute off the pace of Leonard. So that's the international side. As for the national, Manus Kelly, of course, inherited the lead on stage one today after Gary McPhillips crashed out on Gary Gordon. Since then, Manus has drove a controlled rally with Donal Barrett on board calling the notes, and they have an advantage, unofficial as we see it, 22.9 over Brian Brogan and Damien McGittigan. Brian, of course, was complaining that the escort, his Mark II escort, was misfiring on the second run round Knockalla. But the man who's really been on the move, and he's a man to watch now over the next couple, is Adrian Hetherington from County Tyrone. He's just 1.6 off the chairman Brogan in third position overall. Frank Kelly's starting to move up the places on day two. He's fourth overall, nearly 50 seconds down on Hetherington. And Paul and Carl Reid have also been going well in the national. They're up to fifth, 13.4 seconds adrift of Kelly. Declan McNaughton had some trouble in the last number of stages. He dropped time. He was up as far as fourth at one stage in the national, but now he's down to sixth, and he's 5 seconds off the pace off Reid. And the top seven in the national is wrapped up by Damien Gallagher and Brendan McElhinney, who continue to have a steady run. They're seventh overall in the national, 2.4 adrift off McNaughton. So that's how we see it at the midway point of the rally. The crews are now heading out of service and heading to the start of the Cairn Hill stage, which, of course, a lot of the local drivers will know very, very well. We'll be hoping to post very, very fast times on it. But there's still a lot of rallying to be done. As Seamus McGittigan reminded us a short time ago, there's still half of this event remaining, four stages today, and a further six, of course, to come tomorrow. Chris Ashmore is, of course, back in service in Milford. He's keeping an eye on as many of the local drivers as he can, and I'm sure he'll be back with another update very, very soon as to how they're sitting in their various classes and still going over the course of day two of this event. But, Kenny, we'll be back to you very soon because we're waiting on the leaders to come off stage 11, first time around Cairn Hill. And at the front of the race is Gary Jennings, who's a comfortable 49-second lead from Declan Boyd. But Donna Kelly has a lot of work to do to catch up. He's a further half a minute behind.